This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and during the next 2 hours, we're going to explore some issues that touch on each and every one of us, from the Susan B. Komen Foundation Los Angeles walk that's coming up this week, next week, to talking about the New York Attorney General attacking, and that's the word I'm using, attacking the herbal industry. We'll talk about that actually in just a moment or two. In just a minute, we will be speaking with Helen Wu, and we're going to be talking about her new book, Self-Aid, Inspirations to Turn Struggles into Success. And we'll have Helen on in another month or so, because I think we can always use little zaps of energy to keep us going, and Helen will share with us. I just wanted to let you know that the New York Attorney General, we talked about a few weeks ago, and his Schneiderman, has attacked herbal retailers in the state of New York. And this will affect each and every one of us. If you believe in supplementation and vitamins and nutraceuticals, as I do, this is an affront to our rights. I'm asking everybody to call Attorney General Schneiderman's office and register your distress at what he's proposing. You can check this out, by the way. Just Google the New York Attorney General Schneiderman, and you'll find the whole story right there. He had some testing done. He's not releasing the test results. There's no reason why. I called the office this morning. I'm waiting to hear back to see if he will appear on the show in the next couple of weeks. So you can visit npainfo.org. That's npainfo for Natural Products Association, info.org, for the whole story. And you can call the Attorney General's office at 212-416-8050. That's 212-416-8050. And let him know that you think what he's doing is wrong. If he needs to get headlines, let them go after insurance companies that deny people health claims. That's what he should be doing. All right, I'm Mark Allen. Now we're going to go and get happy a little bit with Helen Wu, whose book is Self-Aid, Inspirations to Turn Struggles into Success. Helen, welcome to Late Night Health.
Hi, how are you, Mark? Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. If I understand it, if I'm reading your book, there are little quotes here that are designed to impassion me. Would that be accurate?
I hope so. I hope that they will inspire you, empower you, or just get you by your rough day. Sometimes, you know, just open up to any page of the book, you'll get an inspiration, or if you believe in affirmations, saying something a few times a day. I have affirmations in the book that really help pump up your day, make you feel better, make you smile.
Now, you yourself had self-esteem issues, depression, grief, abuse.
Oh, yes.
Addiction, betrayal. I mean, it sounds like you're too young to remember Peyton Place, but I'll say Peyton Place for our older listeners. A soap opera, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that that's what your life was?
Oh, I would say, yeah, it was a very messy soap opera.
And how did you get out of it?
You know, honestly, I'm surprised myself that I did. I think for the most part, it was a lot of trial and error, and it was a lot of wanting to get out, wanting to be better. It's just a knowledge or an acknowledgement that I can be better, that I can get out of a situation. When I'm very, very down or very depressed or very upset and very much feel abused, whether it be mental is very tough. I always say that there's got to be a prettier spot. There's got to be a prettier place. You know, I'm really one of those people that says that there is that light at the end of the tunnel. There is that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, I have to believe that. And because I did, slowly but surely I progressed, and slowly but surely I got rid of all that anger and resentment, and I learned to forgive. And I think that was one of the most powerful things to happen to me. Once I learned to get rid of all the past pain, there's always going to be a memory of my pain, of abuse and about different things that happened that was so hurtful. But I believe now that I don't have to take it with me into my present and my future.
But at the same time, that pain helps to shape Helen.
Exactly. If it didn't happen, I probably wouldn't be as strong as I am. I am so much stronger than I ever imagined myself to be. Honestly, some people look at me and say, wow, you're a picture of strength. I'm like, oh, thank you. Because the encouragement also comes from people who recognize it. And I do feel it in my heart. I do feel it in my walk. I do feel it in my presence. But I don't really think about it. You know, I do know that I have been strengthened through all the challenges.
I know that first of all, if you talk about a picture, you can go onto our website and see how pretty Helen is. She's absolutely gorgeous. I know you're a radio personality.
Thanks.
But you should be a model.
Oh, you're so cute. You're so sweet. I hope to aim for TV one day. I would love to do TV.
Gotcha. Well, we'll help you with that. How's that? That's what Daryl
okay.
and I do. We do that too. I'm going to read a couple of things and just have you respond. You're in yourself as you're listening at home, and at the same time, I'm going to give you a wooism as well. This is a quote from Arthur Ashe. I met Mr. Ashe many, many years ago. I've always tried to be true to myself, to pick those battles I thought were important. I do that with my wife every day. My ultimate responsibility is to myself. I could never be anything else. And here's the wooism from Helen. I am authentic. What you see is what you get. I do as I say, and I say as I do. If you choose to judge me, I ask that you do not judge me for my appearance, but rather for what I stand for through my words and my actions. That's very empowering stuff.
Yeah, well, integrity is huge for me. So I definitely, you know, these are definitely my words. And once upon a time, maybe not courageous enough to speak my mind completely, but I am completely 100% here now and authentic, and I'll be, you know, whomever. I guess if someone asks me a question, I fear nothing now. I used to maybe sugarcoat or worry about what they expect me to be. I just don't do that anymore. Today is really just me. What you see is what you get.
You know, growing up in a traditional Asian home, Chinese home, was that, you know, male siblings were favored? I mean,
well, in my family, both my siblings were favored, one girl, one boy, because the girl came first, and so she was already a prized princess.
Okay.
And when I came next, oh my goodness, tragic, because they're expecting a boy now. Because in every Chinese, very, very traditional Chinese, or, you know, the Asian, any kind of very old school culture,
right,
they expect the boys. You have to have boys. And so when I came out, and the expectations were that I'm supposed to have a wee-wee, and I don't. I was definitely told many, many a time as a child that I was the unwanted child. And I was told in certain ways that, you know, will not haunt me, but will be in my memory bank for life.
Are you in touch with your family?
I love them more than anything. I still will. I hold no resentment. I genuinely do not hold any resentment. Everyone goes through their phases in life. Everyone, maybe, not everyone, but, you know, a lot of people, we all go through harming others by accident, whether it be intentional or not. I think we've all hurt people and have been hurt. And I don't excuse people doing wrong things or hurtful things, but I do understand and I do forgive.
It's interesting to me because, you know, tragedy in one's life shapes you. I can remember one particular, actually two people telling me in, you know, in college, you will never work in radio. They didn't like my voice. One guy I still know, the other people are probably dead. And I just didn't accept it, okay? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about? I mean, I, like you, personally, am a, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's always bright.
I'm just a believer. I'm a believer that if I cry so much at home, why is it I'm laughing outside and people like my laughter? So I was wondering and curious, like, I'm supposed to be quiet and speak only when spoken to. I'm supposed to be submissive and quiet because I'm the girl, I'm the Chinese girl. You're not supposed to speak much, and you're supposed to be prim and proper and just smile a little. And I obviously am not that person. You can hear in my voice. I love to express myself. I love to talk. I love to conversation. I love to listen. I love to laugh. I love to make you laugh as much as I love to, you know, laugh at your jokes. And I was not given that opportunity at home. I was told, you know, to be quiet and to act a different way, be a different person than I was. So, yeah, I am like you. I really believe that there's something greater.
And what do you mean by something greater?
That I can be happy, because I was crying too much to be happy at home.
Listen, Helen, we're out of time, but we're going to have you come back in a couple weeks, all right? If you want information, go to selfaidwithhelenwu.com, selfaidwithhelenwu.com, or check us out at latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com. Look under our guest tab. Helen will be there, and she's beautiful, you'll see. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Susan G. Komen walk with the executive director, Mark K. Pilon. I'm Mark Allen. Don't go away. More coming up on Late Night Health. Pain. It's just a part of life. Running after kids, straining after a workout, just growing older can cause pain. Introducing Warrior Mist, a revolutionary, all-natural, pain-relieving weapon designed to fight pain fast. In less than a minute, your pain is gone, guaranteed. Developed by a rocket scientist, thousands of people use Warrior Mist to stop back pain, foot pain, pain of arthritis, and more. And now you can, too. Order it now. Call 844-618-1512. That's 844-618-1512. For a limited time, the first 50 callers will also get our new Warrior Roll-On Energy, a $180 value free. Warrior Mist is risk-free. If it doesn't take away your pain, we'll give you your money back. Call now and find out how to get a bottle free with your order. Call 844-618-1512. 844-618-1512.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 866-761-0959. 1-866-761-0959. 761-0959. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-866-761-0959. That's 1-866-761-0959. 1-866-761-0959.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-229-1964. 1-800-229-1964. That's 1-800-229-1964.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Service and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
We all know health care has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Remember, you have a deadline to get health insurance, so call right now.
800-506-0440. 800-506-0440. 800-506-0440. That's 800-506-0440.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-6030. That's 1-800-616-6030.
In about 10 minutes or so, we'll be speaking with Dr. Paul Corona about addiction. Dr. Corona, of course, is a regular feature here on Late Night Health, and we will be talking to him. He is the author of The Healing, The Mind and Body, the trilogy box set. We'll be talking to him in about 10, 12 minutes from now. I'm Mark Allen, and on our phone line from the Los Angeles area is Mark K. Pilon, the executive director of the Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County Chapter. Mark, welcome to Late Night Health.
Well, thank you, Mark. Nice being here.
Nice to have you, and I thank my sister Jan Zinderman for hooking us up. She's been very active in the annual walk, which is coming up in just about a week, so that's what we should discuss and find out how to get involved. It's coming up on Saturday, March 7th. What is the Breast Cancer Walk all about?
Well, it really is, number one, it is a fundraiser. It is our largest fundraiser every year, and it has about 6,000 people that walk and participate in the walk or the run. This year we have a certified 10K run, which we haven't had before, and then the 5K run, or you can walk, or you can stroll, or you could be like me and you can just mosey on that. You know? I mean, there is no athleticism that's really required for this event. What it is a celebration of the survivors that we will have present with us that day.
Mm-hmm.
About 400 or 500 women that are breast cancer survivors, from 30 years to women that have just recently been diagnosed and are in the middle of the throes of their treatments. But it's celebrating them. It's celebrating the families that have gone through this with them. They're co-survivors, their spouses and children, and all women that deal with breast cancer, past and present.
It's interesting also that a lot of the staff members, including yourself, or at the head of the pyramid, if you will, here in L.A., are men, because even men are affected by breast cancer within their families.
Men are affected by breast cancer. Number one, obviously, through the diagnosis of our wives or our daughters or our mothers or anything else. But men can also get breast cancer.
That's true.
Our incidences are much, much, much lower. With women, it's 1 in 8 women will battle breast cancer during their lifetime. And that's in LA alone. In LA County alone, there's going to be about 6,000 that will be diagnosed this year. We will probably lose around 1,000 to the ravages of the disease. But if it is detected early, it's not a guarantee, but the early detection really can help save many, many, many lives.
You said one out of eight women. What about men?
It's closer to, I think, and last time I remember hearing the number, it's about 1 in 200.
Gotcha. And it's almost a different disease in men.
It, it, It is. I mean, the bottom line is it's the same. It is the same disease, but you know, we don't. I don't think it hides on us as well, from what I've understood. Although then there's that resistance for us to maybe go to the doctor.
That may
not work in our in our favor.
That chromosome thing.
Yeah, and we do have more men involved with the organization now. When I came here, we now have 3 men on our staff, and we have 4 gentlemen on our board of directors. So because it is the woman is diagnosed. It is her major battle, but it affects the whole family. And it's good to get the understanding from co-survivors, from husbands and from sons and everything else as you're making business decisions.
I like that term, co-survivor. We are talking with Mark Pilon. He is the executive director of the Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County chapter. They're having their big annual Los Angeles County Race for the Cure, and these things happen all over the country. We've talked about them from New Mexico, Florida, I mean, all over the country, Arizona, I think, not long ago, too. So we've talked about this before. One of the things that is interesting to me is that one of the reasons that you need the money, besides the research, is also to provide support to women to get regular mammograms, and at the same time, you know, especially women, I guess, 40 and under?
Well, we use the bulk of the money that we have here in Los Angeles, yes, for direct services.
Got it.
For mammography, for putting on mobile mammography events and sponsoring mammogram days down at some of the clinics and things. But one of the things that we do, a lot of our funds go for in our grants that we do to the local facilities and hospitals and things in Los Angeles County, is for women, for symptomatic men or symptomatic women under 40 years old. In California, there's a program called Every Woman Counts.
Right.
And that provides and promises and allocates a mammogram for every single woman that is 40 years old or older.
Listen,
the women under 40.
Wow. Well, next time we talk, and we have to encourage insurance companies to say you don't have to be 50 plus.
Exactly.
Ridiculous. All right. If you want information, KomenLACounty.org. That's KomenLACounty.org. Go to our website. We'll have information up on the Walk for the Cure as well. Go to LateNightHealth.com. Mark, thank you very much, and we will talk again soon.
Well, thank you, Mark.
I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health. Join us at LateNightHealth.com, LateNightHealth.com, and be sure to like us at Facebook.com/LateNightHealth. More coming up, Dr. Paul, as we talk about addiction here on Late Night Health.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Listen up, America!
Listen up, America. I'm talking to anyone with or without a pre-existing medical condition. A health insurance hotline has now been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. 1-800-690-6620. I repeat, this is a hotline providing free quotes for affordable health plans. It's for anyone without health insurance, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress. All uninsured Americans are strongly urged to call this National Health Insurance Hotline right away to protect yourself and your family from an unexpected variety of medical costs that could cause financial hardship. Call the Health Insurance Hotline right now for a free quote at 1-800-690-6620. That's 1-800-690-6620. Call 1-800-690-6620.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
800-280-3454. 800-280-3454. 800-280-3454.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. Call right now. That's 800-390-5160.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt that is straining your monthly budget? Have you been turned down for a personal loan, credit card, or mortgage? We'll quickly connect you with expert financial resources that provide free information that helps save you time and money and get you back on track. Don't spend hours a day searching for help. With just one phone call, we'll quickly connect you with your debt solution. We have programs to settle your debt, lower your bills, and cut your monthly payments. Call 800-989-8123 to get a free debt analysis to help you reduce your debt and get you back on track. The call is free, secure, and confidential. Call 800-989-8123. 800-989-8123. 800-989-8123. That's 800-989-8123.
This is Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. Dr. Paul Corona joins us for our Healing the Mind and Body segment. Dr. Paul is the author of Healing the Mind and Body Trilogy. And we're going to talk today. We're surprising Dr. Paul. He said, you pick a topic. I want to talk about addiction, because I think addiction actually relates to what we talked about a week or so ago. And that is that people deny that they have a problem. They don't want to talk about, you know, mental issues, and yet at the same time they may need some help, and it just somehow dovetails into addiction. Am I right? Is that all combined together?
That's absolutely right. And addiction, it's a little complex, but the issue with addiction really is self-medicating. And when people self-medicate with whichever substance, whether it be street drugs or other like prescription products that are addictive, like, you know, tranquilizers and things like that, like Xanax, Valium, etc., people are self-medicating because they're trying to treat something, and it's usually they're trying to reduce their stress level, they're trying to improve their mood, and they're trying to escape, in a sense, you know, escape from their situation and just kind of, and people say the same with alcohol, is just trying to escape from the situation and for a moment.
And what happens is that, you know, prescription drug addiction is really blossoming. You know, people are, you know, they'll go to six doctors to get six different prescriptions so they have enough so they can get through their week.
Right. And the thing is that people will say that, well, if I get a prescription from a doctor, it's okay because it's prescribed. But that's the problem with the addictive substances, such as Xanax, Valium, tranquilizers, sleeping pills, is they're only covering up the symptom, and they're not really getting to the core issues that lead to the symptoms.
What about, let's sidestep drugs for a second. There are other kinds of addictions, exercise addiction, sex addiction, neither one of which I personally have, but, well, the sex, maybe I could. Anyway, that's another story. But those are also addictive traits. Are they, do they follow the same, as drug addictions? Is it just?
Well, sure, yeah, and they're, because, you know, sometimes for someone can beat the street drug, but then when they're in sobriety from those medications, then turn to other things. Such as prescription medications, you mentioned, like also opiates. Pain pills are a very common drug of abuse, which you can get from doctors or on the street, and the other ones I mentioned.
And I think that one of the things that's interesting to me is that celebrities, you know, they get addicted, they go to treatment, they come out, and then they go into treatment for another kind
right.
of addiction. Is it a
and this is the crux of the problem, the lack of understanding about addiction, is that, like you said, you can be addicted to many things, but people will think, well, this addiction is better than that addiction. And in a sense, you're right. I mean, there's, you know, if people get off of some of the hardcore street drugs, you know, maybe it's not as unhealthy as the other ones. But then what happens is people switch to doing other things. Like common things would be overeating, gambling, like you mentioned, sexual addictions, shopping addiction, and people might think exercise addiction. How can you be addicted to exercise? Well, some people go a little bit overboard and spend like 3 hours a day doing it, and just becomes another obsession, another addiction in a sense. They would argue that's a healthier addiction. Well, sure.
Well, but working out so much also pumps, you know, self-made drugs, if you will, to help make you feel better.
Yeah. Right. And again, if you're going to pick one, that's one. But again, if exercising too much and getting too obsessed with it can also create an imbalance in your life, and then take away from other things that might be healthier overall to have a more balanced life.
Are things like overeating and bulimia, which would be and anorexia, are these all addictive kinds of problems?
Yes, because they're addiction to, you know, we call body dysmorphia, which is a problem with body self-image, and anorexia can be an addiction, as well as bulimia, as well as eating and purging. That's another phase of the eating disorder addiction too. And also other things that, you know, people wouldn't think about. I mean, excessive tattoos and piercings, anything like that becomes a significant focus in life that's maybe not the healthiest thing to focus on.
In those kinds of addictive personalities, are there neurochemical imbalances, hormonal imbalances that push somebody to say, well, instead of having just 12 tattoos, I want to have 70.
Right. Yes, and this is a common misconception, is that the medications I work with, which I term the psychotropic medications, are actually not addictive substances, and that's where a lot of people misunderstand. A lot of people lump together the tranquilizers and sleeping pills with the other mood-stabilizing medications that actually help fix the system and actually help balance the person's neurochemistry.
And that balancing takes, you know, adjusting, does it not? In other words, you could give me a pill today, and then after a week and we talk, you say, let's take a half a pill or three-quarters of a pill, you know, adjust the medication accordingly.
Yes, and in working with patients, you know, like I say, patients have to be a little bit patient, because it is a process to figure out after a full evaluation what is exactly right for that person. And what I do things very slowly and carefully, and it takes a little bit of time, but that's where some people really misunderstand. They think that people want a quick fix. People say, I want something to work right now. I don't want to have to wait a week or two or a month. And that's one of the biggest problems I have in practice is convincing people that this is a better, more balanced approach for their system than the other approach.
Our guest, of course, is Dr. Paul Corona. He is the author of an exciting trilogy, Healing the Mind and Body. It's a box set. There's three books in there. You can buy them separately, but why would you? The books are designed for both patients and healthcare practitioners so that you can work together. That's really what these books are about. Working
Absolutely.
Together, you have a problem, addiction we're talking about, so that you work with your practitioner, your doctor, to alleviate that problem, to work through that problem, and you do it as a team rather than as two individuals competing.
Right, and I wrote these books really. I mean, it took a while. It took 12 years to put them together, but I really wrote them because I saw such a need out there for understanding the subject. And it's really, these books are not only for doctors, but they're also for patients, for psychologists, for other health professionals, for people, naturopath, people who enjoy naturopathic products. It's really, they're really books for everybody that I've seen over the years of my practice.
Over the years, in working with people, have you worked with people who have addictive problems?
Oh yes, for years, and because addiction really, addiction doesn't stand alone, and something led to the addiction, and it's usually something, like I said before, something else under the hood that's going on, such as underlying stress, anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder. ADD, any of the things, so many things I see, as well as physical problems that I see, are all, can all be benefited potentially. Not, again, these medications only do so much. They don't do a lot. There's a lot of other things to do besides just these. But these do help, in a sense, to stabilize the system.
You said that people want an instant fix. I mean, we know that they want instant weight loss, right?
We
all want instant wealth. You put a dollar in a slot machine and you earn $1 million back. We all want that, right?
Right.
It's the same thing in healthcare?
Same thing in healthcare. And people come in, they want a quick fix because that people want results right now. And when you mention, addictive personalities, well, that's from mild to moderate to severe because, all of us probably, have habits that, that we wish we could change. So it's really, this is an issue that really is a pretty broad issue, but it's a very fascinating topic, and I loved reading it.
Is there a success rate? I mean, addictive problems, you see ads on TV constantly, and they're throughout the country, and addictive centers, addiction clinics, if you will. The celebrity types can be $30,000, $50,000, $60,000 a month.
Right.
And I've toured several of them. You get, you wake up and you have yoga, you have a nice breakfast, you go for a massage, you have a therapy treatment.
Right.
You've got, all of these different, did I say massage? You sit in the steam room. I mean, it's big business.
Yeah. And that's great, but the problem, practical problem, is most people can't afford that, and most health insurances don't cover that, and so it's great if you can afford it, and it's I wouldn't mind going there either.
No, let me book a weekend,
But practically speaking, there are other ways. I mean that method certainly works, and these programs certainly work, but there are other solutions also besides those.
And one of those would be you in your practice and in your books. How do you in very short right now, and then we're going to come back in a moment. How do you treat addiction differently than other doctors?
Well, I really get to know my patients and take a really good history and spend a lot of time with them to figure out what led to the addiction and what happened before that, what led to it. And so really a lot has to do with me getting as much information as possible so that I can help my patients as best I can.
So it's getting to know them and working with them to overcome the addiction.
Right. Everyone's an individual, and everyone needs. And I also work with addiction specialists. I work with rehab centers, sober living places. I work with a lot of other, and with psychologists, because addiction is not easy, because we have to really approach it from different angles.
And it would seem to me that you mentioned stress and. Stress and the D word, because we don't use that anymore on this program. The D word would be, common link. So we're going to take time out. When we come back, we'll come back and spend more time with our guest, Dr. Paul Corona. By the way, if you want to reach Dr. Paul, you can. Go to his website, Dr. Paul Corona MD. That's drpaulcoronamd.com. And you can also find him at latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com. Dr. Paul and I will return. Late Night Health continues. Pain. It's just a part of life. Running after kids, straining after a workout, just growing older can cause pain. Introducing Warrior Mist, a revolutionary, all-natural, pain-relieving weapon designed to fight pain fast. In less than a minute, your pain is gone, guaranteed. Developed by a rocket scientist, thousands of people use Warrior Mist to stop back pain, foot pain, pain of arthritis, and more. And now you can, too. Order it now. Call 844-618-1512. That's 844-618-1512. For a limited time, the first 50 callers will also get our new Warrior Roll-On Energy, a $180 value free. Warrior Mist is risk-free. If it doesn't take away your pain, we'll give you your money back. Call now and find out how to get a bottle free with your order. Call 844-618-1512. 844-618-1512.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-559-4185 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-229-1964. 1-800-229-1964. That's 1-800-229-1964.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Attention taxpayers! If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 866-761-0959. 1-866-761-0959. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-866-761-0959. That's 1-866-761-0959. 1-866-761-0959.
This is Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. We are talking about addiction with our contributor, Dr. Paul Corona, author of Healing the Mind and Body. Interesting books, and you should take a look at them. You can go to our website, you can go to Amazon, and you can also go to drpaulcoronamd.com. Why do we see so much addiction? I mean, you know, people weren't addicted 150 years ago like they are now in terms of the same percentages. I mean, sure, we had opiate addicts, we had alcoholics, but not in the numbers that we have today. Why is that?
Well, if you look back, you know, years ago, I mean, alcohol was the main one for a long time, and then in the 60s came, you know, more hallucinogens, LSD, and marijuana started to become more popular. And right nowadays, we just have, there's so many more choices now with methamphetamines and heroin. Well, heroin's been around, but then opiate pills. And I think it's a lot of, and then Xanax and Valium, there's so many more availability for addictive products nowadays than there were in the past.
And there's so many more drugs as well, as you just said. What about lifestyle? Does lifestyle have much to do with that?
Well, it has a lot to do with it. And so I always encourage my patients that it's not just about the pills. It's not just about balancing the neurochemistry. There's also a lot of other factors. There's, exercise is very important, that someone gets on a regular exercise program. And I work with patients to do that gradually as they can tolerate it. There's also relaxation techniques such as yoga, meditation, breathing techniques. There's a lot of things. There's other products that can potentially be helpful out there. So there's a lot of different things that we can do with addiction, and as well as other things besides addiction. But addiction is a very important topic, because, like you said, it's increasing over time, and we need to really hopefully try to rein this in as best we can.
What are some of the things that people should look for if they think they may be addicted to work? Workaholics, sex, gambling. I mean, it's obvious when it's drugs or alcohol, but some of these other things, how do I know? Just be, you know, my way of relaxing may be going to a casino on the weekend or three times a week. I don't know. How do you know?
Well, I try to look and make sure a person's life is in the proper balance, that they're balancing fun, work, and play, and relaxation times, that the addictive behavior, that they become obsessive, and that they start detracting from other healthier ways of living, and things get out of balance. That's what I look at.
And in, you know, much of the work that you do, of course, is just learning about the situation of that person's, the patient's lifestyle.
I look at lifestyle, look at habits, I look at their history, their family history, because, you know, most of the things I treat have a genetic component, and as you mentioned before, also a hormonal component, so it depends on the phase of life someone's in. So there's a lot of factors that I try to keep in mind.
So that the idea is to balance not only the chemistry of their body, their brain, but to balance the chemistry of their life.
Right, and the chemistry part is the part I focus on, but there's other factors, like we said, that making sure that someone has a healthy balance. Another common one we didn't mention is internet addiction. People get very focused on internet now and other things. So there's a lot of other ways that people start to, you know, get out of balance in life.
I mean, you mentioned shopping. People, when home shopping started, it was a new, classified almost as a new, you know, disease, because people would just spend hours and hours watching, you know, home shopping and buying all kinds of things that look like fun. And if they could afford it, I guess it wouldn't be an addiction. But when they couldn't afford it, they had to, you know, they had to give it up. Our guest has been Dr. Paul Corona. He is the author of Healing the Mind and Body, and it's a trilogy. You should take a look at it, please, at drpaulcoronamd.com, drpaulcoronamd.com, or take a look at latenighthealth.com. We have some videos coming up on that site as well, and they'll be on Dr. Paul Corona's site as well. All right, Doctor, thank you very much. I know you have to scoot, so we're going to let
you
go.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and we will talk to you again next week. I'm Mark Allen. Coming up on the second hour, we're going to be talking about all kinds of exciting things. I'm going to keep it a secret. You have to come back. If you don't get our show, tune in to latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com, and pick us up there. We'll be back.